Hey there, welcome to another episode of From Not to Bought. We're diving into the world of AI-driven sales and marketing strategies today. And you know what's really shaking things up? Intent signals. They're these subtle hints that clue us into how ready a buyer is to make a purchase. It's changing B2B marketing and sales in a big way. Yeah, intent signals are huge in B2B marketing and sales. They help with precise targeting, personalized content, and, they even shorten sales cycles and optimize spending. So today, we'll dig into specific intent signals in AI SDR and see how they can boost sales and marketing. Oh, and if you're new here, AI SDR is this company that created an AI sales agent for outreach. It basically brings together all the tools for effective end-to-end outreach on one platform. It saves money on software and keeps your data consistent throughout all the outreach stages. I'm Zoe Lane, your host, and joining me today is my co-host, Alex Turner. How's it going, Alex?
Hey, Zoe. I'm doing awesome. Really pumped to talk about intent signals. They're such a game changer for businesses wanting to optimize their sales strategies. Let's jump in.
Absolutely, Alex. So let's start with buyer intent. It's basically a way for sales and marketing teams to figure out how likely a prospect is to make a purchase. It helps gauge how ready a potential customer is to buy.
Exactly, Zoe. When we talk about estimating a prospect's buyer intent, we're asking some key questions, like, are they just browsing? Or are they actively searching for the best product? How interested are they? What sources are they using for info?
Right. And by answering these questions, businesses can tailor their content and engagement strategies to the buyer's intent level. It's all about meeting prospects where they are and guiding them toward a purchase.
Okay, so let's get into intent signals. These are the indicators that help gauge a person's buyer intent. You can gather this data from first-party sources like CRM and website analytics, second-party sources like customer review sites, and third-party sources like lead databases and social media.
That's right, Alex. And intent signals can be low or high intent. For instance, reading blog posts or opening emails might show low intent, while requesting a demo or visiting a pricing page shows high intent.
Exactly. Understanding these signals is crucial because it lets sales teams prioritize leads based on engagement and interest. In fact, 93% of marketers say intent data boosts conversion rates, and 82% say it helps sales teams close leads faster.
That's a big impact. Personalization is another area where intent data shines. By understanding more about their prospects, businesses can craft messages that really resonate and meet specific needs, making it easier for sales teams to close deals.
Absolutely. And 62% of marketers say intent data help them improve their personalization and nurturing workflows. It's about creating effective buyer personas and knowing which selling points to highlight.
And don't forget content strategy. Intent data helps draft and optimize a content strategy that attracts leads. It shows which topics and keywords your audience is searching for, so you can create content that targets those areas.
Indeed. It's also great for improving lead nurturing and content distribution. Like, 91% of marketers use intent data to decide the best content for specific account lists.
Great point, Alex. Now, let's see how AI SDR uses intent signals. AI SDR combines different types of intent data and search filters in its lead discovery engine, automatically adding them to outreach campaigns.
Yeah, and one of the types and filters AI SDR uses is the funding round. Looking for companies that just closed a funding round is a great way to find high-intent leads. They're usually in good financial health and ready to invest in new products or services.
Exactly. Funding rounds usually mean companies are in growth or expansion phases. Targeting them after they've received funding lets you engage them when they're actively planning their growth strategy.
Another intent signal is hiring intent. New job vacancies and hiring signal a company is expanding or open to new resources. This indicates growth and bigger budgets, making it a good time to offer your products and services.
Smart approach. And here's a sales tip. Suggest your solution as a cost-effective alternative to hiring more staff. For example, AI SDR can fill the role of a sales development rep, saving companies the cost of hiring an SDR.
Great tip. Let's also talk about LinkedIn social signals. LinkedIn is a goldmine for B2B lead data since prospects engage daily with companies and people they like through likes, comments, and follows.
Absolutely. AI SDR lets you scrape all leads that engage with a personal profile, like yours, your CEO's, an industry thought leader's, or even a competitor's founder.
And this is super handy if you don't have your own network or don't want to spend time building one. You can engage with someone else's network effectively.
Exactly. Another smart move is targeting companies based on their tech stack. If your product aligns with specific tech or software, target those companies. Like, if you offer data migration software, look for companies with a help desk system.
That's right. Or target companies using HubSpot if your product integrates with HubSpot. It's all about finding the right fit for your solution.
And let's not overlook web searches for intent data. This uses online activity to spot potential customers. Companies or people searching the web are often in the research phase of the purchase process.
Exactly. Based on search queries and clicks, you can tell which leads have a stronger chance for a sale. Frequent searches for higher SDR suggest they're looking to scale sales.
And finally, news searches. By searching the news, you can use media coverage to spot companies in the spotlight or facing changes, which can be an opportunity.
Common news events suggesting a sales opportunity include current events, trends, expansions, mergers, acquisitions, and even leadership or regulatory changes.
That's a wrap, Alex. To sum up, intent signals are crucial for optimizing sales and marketing strategies. They help businesses prioritize leads, personalize messages, and create relevant content, boosting conversion rates.
For sure, Zoe. And if you're interested in these powerful tools, AI SDR offers all these intent signals out of the box for all users. Book more, stress less with AI SDR.